Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The Burt Show.
All right, we've been doing this for years now. Second date update. We've all been here before. Mm-hmm. First date goes great, right?
Yeah, you feel like the conversation is flowing and the chemistry's there and everything's awesome and you just can't wait for that second date. And then it doesn't happen. You're like, wait a second. What happened there? Obviously, something wasn't getting returned that I was feeling. And so you just always wonder. So you just want the answer.
Jill's in the same place. Hey, Jill.
Hey.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
You're confused. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely feeling, I'm wondering if I'm being rejected or what.
When was the first date?
It was just this last Saturday, and we met a week before that.
Okay. And where did you guys initially meet?
I was at a movie with a girlfriend, and we were in line for popcorn, and there was a long line, and these two guys behind us were making jokes and being really friendly, and we ended up like talking, and they were really nice. And I rarely give my number out, but my girlfriend approved, and I gave him my number, and he said that we should go out sometime. And so we had a really great time last Saturday when we finally got together, and then went to an Irish pub around my house, like near my neighbor, in my neighborhood. And we decided to have dinner, but it was kind of loud in there and we wanted to talk and decided to like skip going to a movie theater and just go back to my house. And we talked and ended up watching watching a movie at my place and having a really good time.
Now, who wants to ask the obvious question?
Who's sort of kind of? Yeah, defend sort of kind of.
Or, did you watch the movie or quotations watch the movie?
Well, we definitely we kissed and we're talking probably more than watching, I guess, just because we were really engaged in getting to know each other, and that was probably why it everything was going so well, you know?
Yeah, well, this is a key, I hate to ask the question, but it's a key question here. So did you guys, how do I say this sensitively?
First, second, or third base?
Did you guys do it?
No, not at all. Actually, well, the one thing that did happen that was kind of a little bit weird, I guess, was I got an emergency phone call from work, and I don't know, maybe I went into the other room maybe for 20 minutes at the most.
Okay.
Because, I really had to deal with it, and that doesn't happen very often, but when it does, I have to take those. And he said it was fine. He was totally fine with it when I came back. He understood, you know.
Was the timing of that, was that like a weird mood killer time?
I guess that could have been, but no, it wasn't mid-make out or anything.
Now, what do you do for a you're not a prostitute.
No.
Escort, and there's a difference. Yes.
Well, it would just be awkward if she had a client in the other room. So, all right, I got to go take care of this guy. He's older. It'll be 15 minutes.
That would make things complicated, probably.
What time did this emergency happen?
Oh, we met for dinner pretty early after work, so it was maybe around 7:30, 7:45.
Did you feel like he bought the story that it was work that was calling, or do you think that he feels
he probably
like
he could have heard me on the phone in the other room anyway?
So there's no chance that he's like, oh my, she's in a relationship and she's on the phone with her boyfriend, or she's dealing with some kind of drama going on.
Yeah,
you don't think that's it?
I mean, unless he's got a great imagination or he's paranoid, I hope not.
Yeah,
I mean, that's how I feel about that kind of a thing.
Because that's why I was asking about what time, because it could be interpreted so many ways. They said, or it could be you set somebody up to get you out of a situation that was awkward. Like if anybody uses the whole call me, know, and I'll excuse
myself.
Well, we
hung out for a bit after that, though, and made out. I mean, not made out, but we kissed. And
that's a funny thing to say as an adult,
isn't it? Still had quite a bit of time to talk and enjoy each other after that.
Okay.
So how long, the exit here is an important piece. Mm-hmm. So how did he leave and how long are we talking about? between phone call and exiting the door?
Oh, my gosh. I'm not sure. It could have at least been more than an hour.
An hour? Okay.
Between the phone call and, yeah, him leaving.
So that's
still means... And he was, like, a super gentleman. He totally understood that, like, I wasn't going to have him spend the night or...
That still puts us at, like 9 o'clock at night. If you get the call at 7:30,
yeah,
you're on the call till 8, you guys...
Okay.
Make out.
Well, my timing could be a little bit off. It could have been a little bit later.
Did he excuse himself, or did you just say, you know what, it's a late night, I got to get up tomorrow, or did he say, look, it's time for me to leave? Because it's still early. Mm-hmm.
I think I initially brought it up, but we were both moving toward that direction because we had both been at work all day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what was the last thing that was said? Like, how did the date totally end?
He kissed me and said that he would call me and that we would, you know, get together.
Did he give you a specific day he would call you? Like, I'll call you tomorrow or no?
No, he didn't.
Did you guys talk about any work stuff?
It was kind of casual.
Did you talk about any work stuff with him for this week? Like, what he's up to?
A little bit, but it didn't sound like anything overly stressful or strenuous.
So he wasn't going to be traveling or anything like that?
I don't think so, no.
Well, even still.
I mean, not that he mentioned or anything.
I mean, if you're totally into a girl or you're totally into a guy, even if you're traveling, it takes you 3 seconds to text.
Yeah.
You'll at least make the connection to know that I'm setting this up for when I get back into town. Mm-hmm. But there's been nothing.
I mean, it is only Wednesday morning at 7:30.
But they hooked up on Saturday night? Sunday
so
night
shouldn't there be something?
Quick text.
Shouldn't be something on Monday at the latest?
Yeah, there should be. There should definitely be something.
Especially considering she was all.
I wouldn't be
spitty
totally
on him.
Shocked if it wasn't until today that you heard from him. But it's disappointing that you haven't.
Yeah, I don't think.
Right, because guys have like some weird 3-day rule or something because they don't want to seem too anxious or something.
Well,
so,
we know you
I
guys.
I mean, it's been at least 3 days, so I guess that's probably why.
And we know you guys are onto that now, so that doesn't even work anymore. Now it's a month.
Within the calendar year, what?
Yeah, I don't know here.
Well, I don't think his evening ended when he left.
He went somewhere else?
Yes.
Oh, of course he did. I mean,
I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced that, you know, he wasn't with somebody else the rest of the weekend.
Oh, man.
I'm not trying to discourage anything, but I agree with Jen that this may be going too soon. But...
Well, I kind of lean on Melissa's side. I think if they were having a great time, they would have stayed longer. 9 o'clock.
On a Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. On a Saturday night. You're going to go out after that if you're not having a good time.
Hey, Laura, you got a hunch
probably
here?
Probably like 10 o'clock.
I used to work in a bar. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think that when you're single, you know, and you go out to a bar, you're 21, 22, these guys are out looking for one thing. They're looking to pick up a woman. I don't think that age for men changes that. I think as a woman, you grow up, you see what the men are trying to do, and, you know, you grow up, they don't. I think that this gentleman here was probably like, oh, my gosh, I picked up this lady's phone number at a movie theater. She's going to be easy. And, you know, he went out on a date with her, and she didn't give it up. Probably why he didn't call.
Yeah. Why do you get the label of being easy if you give your phone number out at a movie theater?
I think that's how the man perceived it. I don't think the woman probably perceived it like that. And like she said, she doesn't ever usually do that.
I wouldn't have seen it like that at all.
Men, I think men, not all men either, so I'm not going to categorize it as all men. I just think, for the most part, I think that a lot of men see it as being, you know, oh, I got this lady's number. That's going to be easy.
Well, how are
especially
you supposed
if you take a look at what movie, like if she's standing in line about to walk into Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, you know you can hit that. Easy.
So
bam!
I don't understand what that last caller is saying. Is that some guys think that if you get the phone number, the girl's skanky?
Well,
else are you supposed to, like, communicate?
I think she's saying that the guy, you know, when he went over there that night, maybe his intention was a hookup, and it wasn't going in that direction, so he left, and he went and got another. He got one later on that night.
But, Jeff, follow me on this.
Go.
Like, let's say dude goes over to the apartment or whatever.
Yes, sir.
And he doesn't get as far as he wants. So, sure, he's disappointed, but he goes out and he hangs with his friends or he hangs out somewhere else. If you're that guy, though, you've put the time in on the first date, so you would call back for a follow-up thinking that, all right, I bumped the first date. I'm either going to set and spike on the second one.
Mm-hmm.
But there would always be a follow-up.
Especially if she
was really turned off by something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything in your apartment? That it's embarrassing?
Like a dead body or something?
No, totally not. I mean, but if he did go and do that later on that night, then, and I wasn't that girl, then that's okay.
Viviana, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, so hello to everyone.
Good.
Hello.
Well, really, I hate it for this poor caller. I mean, first of all, if she's already this kind of hung up and curious about a guy that she's only spent a couple of hours with, then, I mean, sweetie, go find something else to do. Go find another man. If he's not going to call you, he's not worth the time. But also, I think, you know, she met him on a whim, and she invited him back to her place, and it kind of leads along those lines. And he probably thought, oh, great, you know, this is a booty call. And he didn't get it, and he's done with it. I mean, I have four brothers, and men are fabulous creatures, but, you know, if it's not going to be worth their time, they're not going to put into it.
Well, I think the guy, I think once he goes back to the flat and you guys are able to make out for a bit, and he's able to get all handsy with the bird, he knows that he can spend time with her again and probably go even further and probably shag that.
You're like Kevin Costner trying to keep an accent on the movie.
You know, I think really, though, I mean, if they left the bar and went back to her place, he was expecting a booty call. He didn't get it. But that's, I think he's done.
But here's what women don't understand is that, that's a good setup.
Yes.
We don't need to go the whole way the first night, but because we know we've set it up for the second
night.
And
he would definitely call.
I agree with her, though. I think coming back to your apartment on the first date is kind of, I mean, that definitely alludes to him that something else is going to happen.
But they
and
did do
it's
stuff.
A little bit dangerous for you because you met him randomly in line at the movie theater and then met him for dinner. Like, to tell him where you live? Like, to me, as a girl, I'm like, I don't want him knowing where I live
right
away.
Well, she made out with him, so she's clearly in need of some physical affection.
Katie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bert Show.
Hey.
Hi. I'm just wondering, from the time that she gave her number at the movie theater, how long did he wait to contact her after that? I mean, if he waited 2 or 3 days after the movie theater, maybe he's just a guy that waits 2 or 3 days to contact somebody.
That could be a good indicator. How long did it take for him to call you after he initially got your number?
He called me at the beginning of the week.
And he,
it was Tuesday?
And how many
so
days
it was
is
Saturday
that?
Saturday that we met.
So Saturday, and he called you
Saturday,
on Tuesday.
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 So,
Tuesday.
So then we should have a Saturday, Tuesday equation, especially if you gave him some saliva.
And now we're on Wednesday. Okay, so here's what we will try to do tomorrow morning. If you give producer Tracy all of his information, she will try to strong arm him to come on tomorrow morning and at least give you some reality on why he hasn't called.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, you never know.
You never know.
Yeah. It could be something. There's been plenty of times where we've tried to formulate what happened, and it ended up being something completely different when we got the guy on the line.
So there's no way of telling. So we'll try to get him on tomorrow morning, and we'll get some truth out of him, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Okay, hold on 1 sec for us.
All right.
Yeah, I just, something happened that night. He didn't like the way that she hooked up or what have you.
I think
it's going to be pretty basic stuff.
I think it was a technique issue.
Could have been a
like
technique.
Like a lizard tongue or
yeah.
something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or there was something in that
something.
Apartment.
Oh, something happened.
Yeah, something in the apartment.
One too many stuffed animals on the pillows.
She owns four cats.
Or she's messy.
Yes. Right. 6-8 cats will do it.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.